If you choose to go against what God has said in His Word and you marry a spiritually incompatible person who's not growing in Christ alongside you, then the odds are that you're going to be divorced within 10 years. 10 years. I didn't make that up, folks. It's just the odds. The other option is you'll live a lot of your life with an empty aching in your heart because you can't share the very most important thing in your life. Some of you out there are in this boat right now. You know what I'm talking about is, as much as it feels like maybe you think I'm throwing darts at you and I may not even know you, you probably would tell a young person the same way because you don't want them to have the same pain that you have experienced. There are struggles when two individuals don't share the same commitment to Christ. Amen. I want to say this to you this morning. God offers us all kinds of guidelines and hopes that we'll follow them. It's part of the way God loves us. You see, guiding us away from evil and into the paths of His blessings. But we all make mistakes, don't we? I can get an amen on that, can't I? We all make mistakes. Some of us make mistakes in the initial choice of our spouse. And I keep trying to convince Jamie that she didn't. Some of us make mistakes in the initial choice of our spouse, but we all make mistakes. Hear this, there is hope in God, amen? We're going to be talking in later days, later Sundays, about how to build up your marriage, no matter where that relationship is. But just know at this point, there is always hope with God. Two, share the same direction and interests in life. Share the same direction and interests in life. Can two people, this is Amos 3:3. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? That's kind of a hello duh, isn't it? Can't we apply that to our marriage? Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Doesn't that make sense? This really overlaps with the first one. It deals with a purpose in life. You know, it's similar to First Church's purpose. If all of us in this church had a different purpose, this church would get nothing done. But since we all share together in a common purpose and we all head in the same direction, we can be a powerful force for God in this community. Amen? We can all grow together. You see, one example, I always hate to do this, but it's closest to my heart. Jamie and I, whenever we, you know, went into ministry, we sat down and we decided that the church was going to be our direction. Our purpose, our direction, our interest has been to glorify God with our work in the church, no matter what church we were in. And some churches, I think, thought that a bulldozer came through or something as we look back on it. But we promised ourselves that we would focus. That would be our purpose, is to grow that congregation, to glorify God primarily. And so if you as a couple can find something, some purpose that you can focus on together, trust me, God uses that and to glorify God and to change people's lives. It is so awesome when you can share with your spouse the same purpose, the same direction, and the same interest. All right, moving on. Share the same values. Share the same values in life. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful," the Apostle Paul says. You see, I have found that the first two values are in sync. When they're in sync, the third value is negotiable. It can be worked out. It can be discussed. Again, just like First Church's values, values are who you are. Most of our values were formed by the time we were 13 years old. We may not even remember what our values are for sure, but trust me, every decision we make is based on our values. Just like a church, this church has specific values. Many of you could probably name them. And every decision that this church makes is based on those values.